In 2009, General Electric started the remediation of more than 1.3 million pounds of PCBs it discharged into the Hudson River decades ago from two manufacturing plants in the towns of Fort Edward and Hudson Falls in the upper stretches of the river. The cleanup is along 40 miles of the river between Fort Edward and the Troy Dam. David King is the Hudson River PCB Remediation Field Director with the Environmental Protection Agency.
We've removed 1.3 million cubic yards of sediment so far. Our target is 2.65. We're approximately 6 miles down from where we started, and then moving down past Thompson Island area next year. We're on schedule, or even perhaps a little ahead of schedule. This year we had a very good year, took over 660,000 cubic yards of material out, which is more than the past 2 years combined.
He said the dredging should be finished in 3 to 4 years. During a forum held Wednesday at Marist College in Poughkeepsie, government officials, including King, and environmental advocates delivered updates on the project. What has not yet begun is restoration of the 200-mile portion of the Hudson River from just below Hudson Falls down to New York City. The Hudson River Natural Resource Trustees for the Hudson River are represented by the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, and they are performing a damage assessment, which is separate from EPA's dredging project. As NOAA's Tom Brosnan explains, these trustees are responsible for the assessment and restoration of injuries that occurred to natural resources because of PCB contamination.
The report that we released yesterday documents high levels of PCB contamination have contaminated the aquatic and shoreline ecosystems for over 200 miles for decades. And so assessing and quantifying the impacts of the contamination to the ecosystem and to human uses of those resources, such as fishing, use of groundwater, and navigation, is challenging and it takes time. So I'd say the number one challenge is the scale of it.
That report from the government trustees on PCB contamination of the river analyzes data from 2002 through 2008 and cites extensive contamination to fish, wildlife, and habitats. Here's General Electric spokesman Mark Behan.
What's most notable here is that this report presents an outdated and inaccurate picture. Consider this. The report focuses largely on data collected in the years before one of the largest, most comprehensive, and closely scrutinized environmental dredging projects in the United States got underway in the upper Hudson River, the massive cleanup project that's being overseen by another federal agency and that, by all accounts, is working, in which the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency itself has said a cleanup that's entirely protective of human health and the environment.
However, Tom Brosnan, who's the program manager with NOAA's Office of Response and Restoration, says the report helps to lay the groundwork for damages in a settlement case. He says restoration cannot begin until a settlement is reached with the parties responsible for the contamination, because they would also be responsible for paying for the restoration. Brosnan said he could not comment on the status of any possible settlement because it's a legal matter. As to a potential time frame for any settlement, he would only say it is more than 1 year away, but less than five. Ned Sullivan is the president of Poughkeepsie-based Scenic Hudson, a nonprofit environmental group focused on the Hudson River Valley. He's another who spoke during Wednesday's forum.
We heard from the New York State Department of Health that the fish have been inedible for years. The commercial fishing industry was shut down by New York State DEC in 1976 because of the high levels of PCBs. So that is an example of a natural resource damage that has deprived the public of a great benefit of the Hudson River.
As for a restoration plan, should a settlement be reached, NOAA's Brosnan says, in addition to welcoming public input on restoration plans now,
ultimately we'll be developing a draft restoration plan that we will issue to the public for comment before going forward with a final plan.
And that public comment period and final plan do not yet have a time frame, given there's been no settlement yet on a restoration plan and project. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.